This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe is in Egypt for the African Union summit. This follows a hasty swearing-in ceremony after a disputed runoff election. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton has more.
The African Union summit in Sharm el-Sheikh is likely to be dominated by the Zimbabwe crisis, despite conflicts elsewhere on the continent. It will fall to African leaders to respond to the outcome of a presidential election that has been widely condemned as illegitimate. It was a one-man show, with President Robert Mugabe the only candidate. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai pulled out because of violence against his supporters. African election observers said the vote was not free or fair and was so badly flawed that it should be rerun. But Mugabe is firing on all cylinders and challenging his critics, who may not want to recognize his disputed re-election.
NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reporting from Africa. 500,000 tons of food is now flowing through North Korea. It's new aid from the U.S. following North's agreement to let more international help in. The U.S. says this is not related to North Korea's recent nuclear cooperation. Official policy says not to use food as a diplomatic club. But the food deal closed Friday, the same day Pyongyang blew up a nuclear reactor tower. Food has often been in short supply in North Korea. This year could be especially bad because of flooding damage to crops. Investigators want to know why two medical helicopters collided in Arizona Sunday. The crash killed six. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
The helicopters collided in the air about a half mile from the Flagstaff Medical Center. Three people, including a patient, were killed aboard one. Three people aboard the other were also killed, and a fourth was critically injured. The helicopters crashed in a forest and ignited a 10-acre brush fire. Debris from the two aircraft was spread across the area to the extent that a spokesman for the Flagstaff Fire Department said they were not recognizable as helicopters.
NPR's Ted Robbins reporting. Oil topped $143 a barrel today, just ahead of a major oil conference in Spain. The World Petroleum Conference will focus on stabilizing prices. High oil prices hurt airlines a lot. They're sharing the pain with flyers through higher ticket prices, reduced service, and lots of new fees. Among them, charges for checked luggage. The worry is passengers will try to sneak more oversized bags into already overstuffed cabins. Now, American Airlines is getting tough. It will charge customers $15 to gate check an oversized carry-on. Other carriers may follow suit. Also hit hard by high gas prices, brothels. They're legal in Nevada, so of course they've got a trade group. The Brothel Owners Association says long-haul truckers can make up three-fourths of their business. Pricey fuel means truckers have less to spend on roadside service, so brothels are trying to lure them in with free gas giveaways. They say business is down nearly a quarter since last year. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.